Which side of the fence are you on? Or is there somewhere in the middle? Let's have a word with someone who we think is kind of railway neutral. Bruce Williamson is a spokesperson for Rail Future. They're an advocacy group that promotes better rail services for passengers and freight, and their national policies are determined by their regional branches. So, Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future, which side is Rail Future on?
Well, we'd want to be on the side of the railways, really. I think you've highlighted the sort of the difficulty, which side are you on, really? Mm. And not surprisingly, the Conservatives are sort of leaning towards the side of not being the friends of the union,
no.
as you would sort of expect them to be. But I think, the devil's in the details here. As you said, if you're running, you're obliged to run some sort of service, but not a whole service. The timing, not surprisingly, of course, there's this strike on Southwestern throughout December, So industrial action is pretty much high in public consciousness right now. So it's perhaps understandable, why they've done this, to sort of take advantage of the public's frustration with not being able to travel in December on the Southwest.
So the Conservatives want to do this, and by doing so, both the rail company and the unions would be required to sign minimum service agreements. The unions won't sign this, will they?
Well, they might be forced to. I don't know. The devil, I suppose, is in the detail. But I suspect there will be some practical difficulties in implementing this. I just don't know how it might work. I suppose they're anticipating that strikes would happen, but would be, much less effective than they have been up to now.
Well, it says here, if they refuse to sign, the action would be deemed unlawful and the rail companies could obtain a court injunction to stop the strikes. So they have to.
So I suppose, with the law on your side, you can kind of do whatever you want, really. I think you have to, as you started off in your opening piece, it's a case of sort of balance, isn't it? You don't want the bosses to sort of be crushing the poor enslaved workers, and equally you don't want sort of militant unions holding the country to ransom. There's got to be a reasonable middle ground, and actually industrial relations on the railways in the last, 20 years have generally been pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think there's quite a strong case, despite this particular strike which has been rumbling on. But apart from that, I think there's probably a very strong case for saying, well, look, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
What's your view on nationalisation?
Well, Rail Future doesn't take a view, we have had and we do have a partly nationalised railway. Network Rail is effectively nationalised, and the East Coast franchise has failed three times and been nationalised. I mean, it's totally doable, and it's also notable that in the public eyes, it's also a very popular policy. But again, it comes back down to ideology, doesn't it? Clearly the Tories won't do it, even though there's a pretty broad agreement across the industry and across politics that the current franchising system in its current form isn't working very well. So I think some sort of change will be welcome, but for ideological reasons, the Tories won't privatise nationalise and Labour will.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future.